Donald Trump pledges to return jailed pro-lifers to their families if elected. By Catherine Hamilton on June 26, 2024. Former President Donald Trump said he would work to free pro-life activists prosecuted and imprisoned by the pro-abortion Biden administration. Should he be elected, Catholic news agency, CNA, reported on Tuesday. During a June 22 speech to the Faith and Freedom Coalition, Trump specifically mentioned the case of 75-year-old Paulette Harlow, who was sentenced to 24 months in prison for violating the freedom of access to clinic entrances, FACE, act and for conspiracy against rights in a 2020 protest at a D.C. abortion clinic infamous for late-term abortions. Paulette is one of many peaceful pro-lifers who Joe Biden has rounded up, sometimes with SWAT teams, and thrown them in jail, Trump said. Many people are in jail over this. We're going to get that taken care of immediately, on the first day. Harlow, unlike her co-defendants, who sat in jail for months awaiting sentencing, had been on house arrest due to her ill health before being sentenced, according to Live Action News. Harlow's defense attorney, Alan Orenberg, reportedly said in a statement that Harlow's health has been rapidly declining and that prison could be detrimental to her condition. She cannot continue to exist without support, especially that of her husband, Orenberg said of Harlow, a mother of six, including four adopted children, and a grandmother of eight. Trump said if he is elected to another term as president, his administration would rapidly review the cases of every political prisoner who's unjustly victimized by the Biden regime, including Paulette, so we can get them out of the gulags and back to their families where they belong. Trump also slammed the Biden administration for persecuting Christians and Catholics and said he would create a federal task force to investigate anti-Christian bias and other illegal discrimination against people of faith, according to the report. We will protect Christians in our schools, in our military, in our government, in our workplaces, in our hospitals, and in our public square, he said. In 2023, Trump pledged to create a task force if re-elected to review and potentially pardon or commute the sentences of every political prisoner who's been unjustly persecuted by the Biden administration. Under Biden, others are being sentenced to 10, 15, and even 20 years in prison for retribution for their political beliefs, while Antifa and other groups burned down cities like Portland. Like Minneapolis, Trump said in a 2023 speech at the Pray Vote Stand Summit in the nation's capital. They went into Seattle. What they did in Seattle was they basically took over a big percentage of the city. They kill people, they loot, they plunder, and they go free. The political repression is immoral. And it's very, very un-American, and it's very dangerous for them to be playing that game, he said. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.